My name is Joe Morris. I'm a lead program manager with the Windows Embedded Group.
Okay. What is Windows Embedded?
Windows Embedded, we build an operating system and tools where embedded OEMs actually can use those tools to customize the XP Pro operating system to build a dedicated device typically in the embedded space.
Okay, so this is Windows XP Embedded.
That's right. Product. Okay. So as you heard about XP Pro Service Pack 2, there's a corresponding release for XP Embedded as well. So XP Embedded Service Pack 2 is what I was responsible for, and that product is getting ready to be released pretty soon.
Okay. So what are we talking about today?
Today what I want to talk about is basically the enhancements that we did for security. So there's a bunch of work that we did for security enhancements, and I just want to talk about one particular feature that will stop buffer overruns as well as protect memory.
Okay. And is this available as part of Windows XP Embedded Service Pack 1, or is this a feature that's specific to Service Pack 2?
This is a brand new feature that we added to the kernel. So David Cutler, one of the gurus up here, he actually wrote the code, and all the code went into the PAE kernel.
Okay.
So it is brand new. This is something that we are introducing for the first time in XP Pro as well as XP Embedded.
Okay.
Service Pack 2. We did not have that in Service Pack 1.
Okay. So one of the things you mentioned there was security and also buffer overruns. Can you explain to us what those are and then give us a demonstration of how we resolve that?
Sure. Since I'm a very visual person, I thought I could show you two slides that talks about buffer overruns. If you want to switch to this particular slide that I have. So a buffer overrun is caused by any time you have an improper handling of a malformed message. So typically what happens is a person who wants to exploit a code will send some data, hoping that the data will overflow and exceed and would tap into some locations in the memory where they can actually execute code. So as you can see, if the exploiter wants to execute some malicious code, like he could take advantage of a buffer overrun where the data overflows here, and potentially they can get control over executing code that will take control over the system.
So buffer overrun is simply an applicational process that's running on top of Windows XP or Windows XP Embedded that the developer of that piece of code allocated a particular size of buffer to receive some information, and somebody that's writing malicious code delivers too much data into that buffer, so it flows over into the stack and data segment of the application.
Exactly. You said it very well. The exploiter basically wants to create more data than that is required and see, you know, whether it will flow into areas of the memory where they can take advantage of.
Okay. So how do we detect that and how do we fix that?
So what we did in the Service Pack 2 is we created a new compiler switch called the GS switch for the BC compiler. And most Windows components have been recompiled with that GS switch. So what happens when you recompile it with that GS switch is they introduce something called the cookie or the speed bump. That GS switch compiler does that. So anytime when the exploiter tries to do the same thing that I explained in the previous slide, tries to overflow the data, you could see that the cookie gets overwritten. So now the system realizes that, hey, saying that the cookie was overwritten because data exceeded the buffer than what was expected to. System recognizes it, execution halts, and the application stops. That was pretty much an overview of buffer overrun.
Okay.
So there were two things that we did, right? Avoiding buffer overruns, and I'm going to talk about something called no execute as well. So with both of the, no execute is something that you can actually do to protect your memory.
Right.
So that is also something brand new that we are introducing in Service Pack 2.
Okay, so these are two independent technologies.
Yes.
Buffer overruns can be caught, and no execute is something completely different.
That's right. You could classify both as memory protections.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but one is specifically to avoid buffer overruns. The other one that I'm going to talk about is hardware-specific technology and code that we wrote to support that so that you can protect memory.
Right.
So that is called no execute, and I will show a demo using one of the no execute capable devices that I have. In that particular device, it is made by Hewlett-Packard, and it uses a Transmeta Efficion processor that has no execute capabilities.
Okay.
So to explain what no execute is, think of it as something that allows the processor to differentiate pages between code pages and data pages.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody tries to actually execute code from a data page, the system realizes that, hey, somebody is trying to execute code from locations where it's not supposed to, and it knows it and it stops it.
Right.
So what I want to demonstrate is show a piece of code that I wrote where I tried to execute something from a stack, which mm-hmm. is a system handled page, so it is marked as a data page. And let's see what happens when I run it on an SP1 machine, and let's see what happens when I run it on an embedded SP2 device that has got NX capabilities.
Okay, very good.
So let me go to my command line console. And I have a small C program that I wrote. Let me just open my favorite editor. Notepad. It's one of the testers in the NoExecute group who helped me write this program. It's a very small program. I just want to walk you through this program so you can ignore all these lines of code. It's basically, if I were running in 64-bit, that is code to actually figure that out. So let's skip all those parts. Let's come to the part that makes sense for this demo. So I am defining a dummy function. It doesn't do anything. It just has a line commented out, and it just returns it. So it's a dummy function that does nothing. And this is the definition of the function. So as you can see, right, what we are doing here is we are taking a copy of the function. So that goes into the stack buffer, and then we are trying to execute code from the stack buffer.
Okay.
And since the stack is marked as a data page by the system, this code should get caught by the system in an SP2 device.
Mm-hmm.
In SP1, we wouldn't even know the difference. It will just go through.
Okay.
So I have already compiled this program, and let's see what happens when we run it in an SP1 machine. As you can see, it just went through. Since it's a dummy function, not doing anything, right, the program went through, and the system did not catch anything.
Yep.
Let's move over to an XP Embedded Service Pack 2 device, like I said, made by Hewlett-Packard that uses the Efficion processor by Transmeta. Let's see the behavior of that application when we run it on an SP2 device with no execute. So I have the same application here. I built an image using the XP embedded tools with the components that include support for no execute. I built it in Target Designer, and I deployed it onto this embedded device. This device that you see is here, right here. It's a Windows-based terminal. And I copied that application over to this device, and let's see what happens when we execute it. Right, as you can see, it takes a little more longer. What is happening is the kernel recognized, hey, code from a data page is trying to get executed, and it caught it, and it stopped the application. So as you can see from the UI, it gives you an option to send the error report if you want to tap into the error report, or you don't have to send it if you don't want to. Either case, if you the application closes by itself. If you heard about the JPEG code exploit that came out a few weeks back, this was a typical example where somebody had a malicious code crafted somewhere in the JPEG image, mm-hmm. and it could take control over the system. If it was run on a no execute based system, that code would not have been executed.